So let's make an informed choice. Let's do some myth busting. Dr. Chantelle Witten joins me. It's World Breastfeeding Week, and she's from the Center of Excellence for Food Security at the University of the Western Cape. Chantelle, what are these three biggest myths when it comes to infant formula, and why are we saying that breast is best?
Well, Yolanda, as you know, breast milk is a live material. Mothers make it every day, and it changes with the mother's health. It changes with the baby's health. It's unique because it also have immunoglobulins. These are the anti-effective. They are like your little antibiotics in your breast milk, and it helps the baby's immune system. It also helps the mother in terms of how she responds to her baby through her breast milk. So what is very, very interesting is that if the baby's sick, then from the baby's mouth, through the salivary glands, a message is sent through the nipple that actually helps the mother now to make milk that is suited to the baby. If the baby has a high temperature, the milk changes. It becomes a lot liquid so that the baby is hydrated. If the baby's sick and we need more energy, the breast milk changes and it becomes high in fat. So it's a very live connection. Think about this in terms of your Wi-Fi and the router. So that Wi-Fi connection to the baby is through breast milk. Formula will never be equal to breast milk. Formula doesn't have the immunoglobulins. It will never have the fatty acids that breast milk has, and those fatty acids is actually brain food. So formula doesn't have the brain food. Another myth is that mother's nutritional status doesn't compromise breast milk. In fact, the breast milk, it's being produced at the expense of the mother. So if the breast milk needs iron, it draws it from the mother's body. If the breast milk needs calcium, it draws it from the mother's bones. The mother is the host, and so she is making the best milk for her child at the expense of her body. No formula tin can actually compete with that. And so that is a very, very important aspect, because women often think that their bodies is compromising their breast milk. If they're too fat, if they're too thin, if they have a glass of wine, they really think this undermines the quality of breast milk, and that's not true. And that is a big myth that we need to get moms away from. And then thirdly, I just want to say formula itself is not a response to normal child behavior. Babies will cry, moms. It's natural. And so you can't buy a formula that is for crying babies. That's crazy, right? That's like saying we're going to buy formula milk for long hair. It's natural. So you're going to have crying babies. You're going to have babies who have a little bit of cramping. We call that colic. That is normal child behavior. And so when you pick up a tin that says for special medical needs, crying is not a medical need, and neither is burping, and neither is farting, and neither is, you know, babies who vomit a little bit, we call it regurgitation. That is normal child behavior.
And that's where these formula milk companies come in and swoop in, because they are playing on the insecurities of a mum. Oh, perhaps this does help my child because it says so on the label. And immediately you think, well, if a professional box can say this, it's got to be true.
Absolutely, Yolanda. And that's what makes it false news, because it's actually exploiting mothers. It's actually failing mothers. It's making mothers feel very insecure, and they're swooping in and they're saying, we are your friend. We are here to help you. But that's not true. Firstly, you're paying money, very expensive. If you see the price of formula, it's a huge amount of money. Secondly, long-term effects. We know that children who are formula fed actually do have health consequences in childhood and into adulthood. So your child is paying with its health now, but your child is also going to pay with its health in the future. The diabetics, the hypertension, the obesity, all related to formula.
Where can we find more information about this very important topic that you and I are discussing today?
Well, first I want to send moms to, it's called WABA. So it's the World Alliance of Breastfeeding Associations. So you can go www.waba.org and you'll find a wealth of information there. We have also our National Department of Health. You can go to their website. They've got a beautiful program called Side by Side, and the Side by Side campaign, just Google Side by Side, and it has a special information just for moms with babies under two, and so you can get all your information there. And then we've got a lovely organizations in South Africa and globally, the Lelashe League. They are particularly for supporting breastfeeding. We also have all our universities that train dietitians and nutritionists. You can go to any of those universities, click on the nutrition programs, and you will be able to access information.
Today we really have been myth-busting. It's World Breastfeeding Week, and today under the topic of formula being fake news, Dr. Chantelle Witten gave us some much-needed insight. Chantelle, thank you so much for joining us and for joining us in person today and for sharing your expertise.
Thank you very much, and happy World Breastfeeding Week. Thanks, Yolanda.